by the drama over on Causeway Street between the Boston Bruins and Jeremy Swayman, their goaltender now. Details coming out. We had some details there from Cam Neely that we reacted to at the end of the show yesterday, Andy. I already know the direction that you're leaning in this. I know the direction that a lot of your Twitter followers are leaning on this, too. Mm-hmm. It's about two-thirds supporting the Bruins here as this standoff with Swayman has taken a turn now. I think it seemed like there was some dysfunction going on there all along. We can agree on this at the very least. It seemed like there was some dysfunction going on when we weren't getting direct leaks about all this stuff. Swayman goes on the podcast. Neely comes out yesterday. The agent responds, and we'll get to all of these responses and everything that was said, and we'll rehash it all for you here in the early going. Then you hear Elliot Friedman and the actual offers. Frank Saravelli had an article out today with more details on what the numbers are. And looking at it right now, it seems as though Jeremy Swayman is right in the sense that a $64 million offer was never given to him. And him and his agent, Louis Gross, said that today, or they said it yesterday. I guess Gross released a statement yesterday. And today we're finding out from various sources in the media now that the offer was closer to $7.75, not quite $8. So splitting hairs a little bit, but ultimately now
a little bit.
Everything's out there. I mean, everything's out there. There's no mystery anymore. Both sides have decided to forego all the stuff you usually don't see in these negotiations, and it's all out on the table right now. And it seems like things are probably going to go towards a nasty divorce. That's where I am right now. I think Swayman's probably getting traded. That's how I think this ends. How do you think this ends?
I think it ends with him as a Boston Bruin. Because I mean, if we're going to nitpick over $1.6 million, if that's the facts here, $64 million, 8 and 8, or 8 and 7.8, which is 62.4, $1.6 million is worth a press release for a guy who doesn't usually issue press releases and comments. I mean, there's a weird bitchiness here, but our morning show this morning had a guest, Ty Law.
Yes.
And I lived the life of a contract dispute between Ty Law, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots that got about as personal as you could ever hear.
I remember that.
I can't feed my family on Super Bowl rings. You lie to feed your family, like back and forth. And then what happened? Well, Ty Law signed a contract, and the first question, so what'd you say to Bill? I said, what's up, Bill? It looks like it's so destined for divorce, and it's so personal. And then sometimes you got the reality that sets in. Are the Bruins better with Jeremy Swayman?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is Jeremy Swayman better off in life with $64 million in his pocket? Yeah, he is. You know, it could be worse somewhere else. And he may get a little more money, but what if he sucks? What if the defense in front of him isn't as good? What if he doesn't have a goalie Bob to help him get through the tough times and
these
things?
How's anyone ever stopped a puck without goalie Bob?
Let me ask you a personal question, which
ahead.
I think is a legitimate one.
By all means.
Would you rather make 8 years, $70 million, and suck? All your stats, your numbers,
eight,
your
just
record.
About, it's under like 9 or 8.9, something like that.
8 years and $64 million, and you live the life you've lived where you're pretty comfortable. You think you're going to be on a winning team. You think you're going to have good players in front of you. You actually like the coaching you get. Which would you? $6 million is nothing to sneeze at. I'm not saying it is.
It's definitely not.
But happiness, being content, though competing. You know, being on a team that competes for the points lead, that kind of thing. Which would you prefer?
I would probably prefer the other thing, but that implies, incorrectly, I think, that Jeremy
Swayman... Because I'm stupid!
No, not because you're stupid.
You called me stupid earlier.
I mean, you are stupid, but that's not why here. Jeremy Swayman, that implies that Jeremy Swayman feels all those things, feels all that love from Boston, feels all this love from the organization. And that's just not true. I mean, they took him to arbitration. He made $3.4 million, whatever it was last year, as their number one goalie, and he ate that. He did it, and he did. He took it in, thinking, all right, well, at the very least, I'm going to get paid next time. They traded the other guy, and I'm going to get something that's at least market reasonable. Mm-hmm. And maybe he was asking for more than that to try and get him to come up. By the way, the whole thing the Bruins are saying about, wow, we were at 6-2, and we've now come up to 7-5. Like, oh, wow. Oh, sorry. That's really, now that you put it that way, it seems like you're much more forgiving here. 6-2 is embarrassing. That's an embarrassing offer. To be, like, crowing because you came up from a very insulting offer is, I think, one of many missteps that the Bruins have made here. But in terms of your hypothetical, hypothetical, I'd take the team with the good team, which, by the way, we don't know he's getting traded to a bad team either.
No, I'm just saying.
He can get traded anywhere.
The grass isn't always greener, even if the cash is.
It's not. And I also think that in the end of that statement from the agent, they said, we're going to take a couple days and sit with this because they're emotional. You can tell. Jeremy Swayman, his agent's representatives, they're about had it up to here. And I think the same goes for the Bruins. They've had it with Swayman. They've had it with all this crap. They think they're being reasonable. Swayman thinks they aren't. What do you think? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Andy Hart, you are Team Bruins here.
Absolutely Team Bruins. And I did want to clarify just in case you have any wonder what is going on. So I wanted to look something up. So I not Googled it. Whatever your phone searches with Swayman and the Swayman page that pops up, his status is in red. Contract dispute. So it doesn't say like unrestricted.
Is that on Google?
See, I don't. What is the search engine
Safari?
On your phone? Safari, I guess.
Oh, Safari.
But in red, it says status contract dispute.
Interesting.
Not caps. I don't want to exaggerate. Just in red. But so they are indeed factually, according to the internet, according to AI and science, in a significant contract dispute.
They have that whenever you Google anyone. Like if I look up Andy Hart, it's going to be like Andy Hart
contract dispute. Ken, did you hear that? We're in a contract dispute. I want a new co-host. This
something
host
along
one
those
sucks.
Lines. Hey, well, you know, just good kidding. Luck.
But like we've reached the point where he can't be ready for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there was an interesting story on this angle because what we're all really debating, whether we're involved or not, whether you're Cam Neely, Don Sweeney, the agent, Swayman, is value, correct?
Right.
And what is fair value and what you're worth? And I thought the Boston Globe had a good story, Matt Porter, about value and all that and all the comps. And I think you're right. $6 million is kind of crazy.
I think insulting. I think that's an insulting
offer. I personally believe $10 million equally is crazy. So I think that's why I believe they can get it done, because I think both sides can settle on some. If it's really disputing 7.8 to 8.5 now, isn't that a bridge that's, I mean, a gap that's bridgeable? You can jump over it.
Like, I would say yes, it should be. It
unless it's gotten
be.
So personal that it's become, which I would hope it hasn't, because these are businessmen. And Jeremy Swayman, I would argue, you told me you went to business school at Maine or class. I don't know if it's school or class, whatever. You know everything. You know the cap is going up. You know inflation and all of these things. Well, isn't the first thing about business that it isn't personal? Like if he's doing business, then do business.
Business is personal all the time, but yes.
But it's not supposed to be,
it's
right?
It's not supposed to be, I agree.
Especially when you have an agent.
Right.
That's supposed to be a layer of taking the personal out of it and creating a situation where it can be just business. But to me, this should be simple business. Six was disrespectful. 10 was disrespectful. 7.8, we're getting closer. 8.5, we're getting closer. Find your number. I mean, is it really that hard to say 8.5 and 7.8? $8.15 million and we're done here?
Yeah. I mean, you think it would be, but it seems like that's a big problem.